Lawmakers are having an even harder time agreeing on an economic stimulus bill. A Republican measure tilted towards tax cuts for corporations and the wealthy barely squeaked by the House, but it can't get the 60 votes needed to pass the Senate. The same goes for a Democratic stimulus bill that favors helping the unemployed and spending on homeland security. NPR's David Wellner reports there's no compromise in sight.
The increasingly nasty fight over an economic stimulus bill proves that the deep philosophical differences dividing Republicans and Democrats before September 11th are still very much alive today. At a rally outside the Capitol yesterday, attended by union members, those differences were spelled out starkly by Senator Dick Durbin, an Illinois Democrat.
If you want to stimulate the economy, give the money to the people who will spend it in the economy. The Republican approach, time and again, has been give it to the wealthiest people in our society and give it to the big corporations. That's our answer to every problem in America.
Inside the Capitol, Republican senators summoned reporters to explain why they voted against the economic stimulus bill drawn up by Senate Democrats. Phil Graham of Texas said its spending-oriented provisions did not qualify as a stimulus.
I think the Democrat proposal did not pass the laugh test. I think it's now time to get on with a bipartisan proposal. I think we need to throw out all the special interest provisions.
Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle says he agrees it is time to cut a deal.
I've been waiting for our Republican colleagues to give us a time when they'll sit down with us. We've been waiting all week. We waited before that. All we're simply saying is that if we sit down, it's got to be to address not only economic recovery, but homeland security as well.
But there's the rub. The $15 billion that Daschle wants spent over a decade on such homeland security issues as countering bioterrorism and bolstering borders is money Republicans refuse to spend. Senate Minority Leader Trent Lott says the president has not sought such funding.
This is just not the time hold us hostage to additional spending that has not been requested and has not been reviewed.
And if senators did find a compromise, it would have to involve the main author of the House bill, Ways and Means Chairman Bill Thomas. Yesterday, Republican Thomas had this to say.
Currently, the Democratic Party has cloaked itself in the desire for bipartisanship, while at the very same time using the harshest debate of their classic race-baiting, class warfare arguments.
And while Daschle says he's made repeated overtures to GOP leaders to sit down and hammer out a stimulus package deal, Thomas says the sticking point is Daschle himself.
There are a number of senators who are anxious to move forward. The one at the quote-unquote top doesn't seem to want to move yet. It may no longer be a back burner issue, but in fact, I don't even know if he knows the stove is on.
Still, Senate Republican Leader Lott says he hasn't given up hope yet on Congress eventually enacting a stimulus package.
And when we come back from the Thanksgiving recess period, after having shown that we're really working together again, as we should and as we have, that we would have a package we could vote on the last week in November.
Should Congress fail to enact a stimulus bill, House Republican Leader Dick Armey says it's clear who will be blamed.
That means that the U.S. economy will probably endure what will be known as the Daschle recession.
Historically, however, presidents have often borne the blame for bad times, fairly or not. And Daschle insists that only President Bush can break the current deadlock.
I just hope that he is prepared to work with us to resolve this impasse. There's no question it will take his involvement if we're going to get the job done.
Privately, many members are saying that at this point, any stimulus is unlikely to have much effect on the economy. And as that notion gains strength, the chances of a deal get weaker. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.